Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, November 9th already. And this is...
almost Turkey Day.
It is. Coming around the corner. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing. That's what we like to do here. We just talk about local racing. Hosting along with myself tonight, we have the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
What's up? What's the latest mission, man?
I can't tell you.
The secret.
Oh, but I can tell you one thing.
Oh, boy. What can you tell us?
I can tell you it's going to be exciting.
Oh, exciting is always good.
Yes.
Oh, you can't keep us waiting, man.
Oh, yes, I can.
All right. You sure?
Hit me up in January.
I got one coming? You got one coming? Okay.
You got one coming.
All
right. That's right. Hit me up in January.
Whew, I can't wait.
Oh, yes.
If I wait one more month, though, till February, then
uh-huh.
It's the Racers Barbecue, right?
That's right. The Racer. The
we don't know
real
the date yet, but,
Racers Barbecue.
Yeah, but keep that in mind. We're gonna pick a weekend there where you guys have to make sure you're there at the Racers Barbecue.
And I'll minus
but,
one.
How many years? I'll take the 7 years already. Yeah.
Seventh. This will
seventh
be the
year.
Seventh.
Wow.
Yep.
It's crazy how quick that time goes.
And here's another thing that our guest.
We got a guest tonight?
I can't tell you that. But hold on a second. January will be 10 years that I've been doing this radio show.
That's right.
November, just before Thanksgiving, is 10 years you've been doing the radio show.
Yep. And keep in mind, this is the longest running local motorsports show in Las Vegas, and we're proud of that. So we'll have to do something special for the 10-year mark.
Yeah,
I didn't celebrate myself.
I like chocolate
my own
cake.
Thing, so.
I like chocolate cake.
We see
guys.
That. We know you like chocolate cake and a lot of.
That's right.
Oh man, I'm sorry. I don't mean to make your slender build.
Do you realize Kevin Terrell just called you old?
Oh my god. I was going to say some nice things about Kevin Terrell tonight, but...
you find me one nice thing about him.
I was going to say some nice things. Maybe I'll wait.
Wait until next week. Let's see how he comes out of the gate next week.
We'll see how he is.
Yes. Anyways, yes. So almost 10 years, and the Racers Barbecue will be our seventh.
Seventh.
Trying to do a couple of things here at once.
Walk, chew gum, and
tell me that ain't buttered up. Gary's old, not Mike.
Okay. Oh. Thanks, guys. Whew. All right, we're good again. We're good. All right. No, we'll keep you informed on the
not Mike.
That, so.
Mike Young.
No, different Mike. All right. Hey.
No, I'm just kidding with you. Anyways, yes. 10 years on the show and. 7 years Racers Barbecue.
Maybe we'll do something special at the barbecue to celebrate the 10-year.
I ain't giving up the barbecue, so everybody should forget about that part.
Yeah, we'll let you know the date when it comes up. We strategically pick the weekend so it's not on certain race dates or Daytona or whatever might be going on.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of racing.
And we know it's going to be on a Sunday, as it always is.
We have it on Sunday, so no Saturday racing excuses.
That's right. So. You don't race on Sunday around here.
Right. No. Anyways, we'll keep you informed on that.
So hit me up in January for my mission.
Man, I can't wait. Uh-huh. It's always a surprise.
That's right. We like surprises.
Are you saying I won't see you from now till January?
Oh, no. You're going to see me. Trust me.
All right.
You're going to get tired of seeing me. Trust me.
I'll need a vacation in January.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh, we'll both need a vacation in January.
And we won't get it all year. I
that's just
that.
The beginning.
Cool.
Our vacation is in December.
Yeah, that's true. We'll be gone for a week.
Yep.
But this Matt, we'll have to talk about that. We're going to be in conference.
Good luck.
I think we'll be back, though.
Wait a minute. Good luck, Matt. No? We'll be gone one show?
Yep. So we'll have to talk about that, Matt.
Yep. Good luck,
Matt. We can't forget Matt Esposito. Thanks, co-hosting, of course, Freak 33.
That you have me terrified. Thanks.
Yeah, that's okay. You're not really terrified.
You're not the, yeah. There you go.
No, we're just kidding. Very good guest. Great guest. Not a good guest. We have a great guest for you tonight. Sitting quietly. She's not getting into anybody else's
arguments. Every time I look over at her, her eyes are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Arizona. Am I saying Shea? Is that what it is? Arizona.
Shay.
Shay? Oh, Shay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. See, I already butchered her name. I'm sorry.
It's
Arizona Shay. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. I know it's not always easy getting down here on a Tuesday, you know, to do something like this. So we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for
hanging
me.
Out with us. And just talk about local racing. That's what we do. Usually it's, well, not always. Sometimes we talk about St. Alderman's dogs,
food,
his big great
food. Yeah.
Racing food.
Yeah.
Speaking of, there is a lot of food at the racetrack. I know. Thursday.
What?
Thursday. Thursday they had food out at the track.
That was Bill that put that on,
Bill,
right?
Yes. Yeah, Bill with Battleborn. I wasn't there, but I heard there was a lot of food. Did you go?
I didn't go
no.
on Thursday.
So I guess
so. I'm the only fat one that went.
Did you go?
Oh yeah. Why did you invite us?
You were invited. Didn't you see it in the email?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well.
I didn't.
Yes. I had to fight Kevin off of our parking spot, so.
Yeah, so that's why you were there.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Well, how was it?
It was good.
Like
very
a,
good.
A,
yep.
Pulled pork. And,
pulled
and,
pork, chicken.
Chicken, okay.
Beans, potato salad, which was smoking good.
Really? Was it handmade or?
I
out of the carton? You know?
No, I think it was handmade.
Okay.
And then, and a roll.
So someone's trying to compete with Gary's barbecue, I think.
Now, you know what? Hey, we don't knock anybody else's barbecue. You know, we would give them the same respect that we would expect them to give us, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we go to yours, you come to ours.
That's right.
That's all. Everybody's welcome to the Racers Barbecue. It's for racing.
Even if you don't like Mike, you're welcome to come.
Exactly. I'll walk away. You can come enjoy your barbecue. And
well, I do know we're having hamburgers and hot dogs for one. I'm not sure what else we're going to have.
And you usually have
I really haven't thought that far ahead.
Bacon wrapped
hot dogs.
Arizona, have you ever come to our racers barbecue out at Sunset Park?
No, I haven't.
No,
oh, man.
Well, you make
well,
sure
you, will.
You come this year.
I will.
All right.
We'll give you the date.
You're not allowed on the show unless you say you're going to come. Now, what you do in February is another story, but
at least we got
us,
your
yeah.
commitment.
No, that's cool. And again, thanks for being here. And Arizona Shay, if I say it right,
yes.
That's the way it is. You know, thanks for being here. And you're a bomber driver, am I correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, that's cool. Somebody here is familiar with bomber driving?
A little bit. It's
little
the
bit.
00, correct?
Yeah.
So the 00 was Anthony Mann.
It's now Arizona.
she took it over,
uh-huh.
right? Just like when I used to race at the racetrack years and years, and not to give my age away anybody, but
uh-huh.
years ago.
Listen up before the racers barbecue.
Actually,
before the show.
When Fred Kaiser first started showing up and he had the number 27, I was like, hey, man, that's my number. But I was in protest at the time when I was mad at one of the, you know, the guys that ran the track at the time.
Oh,
stopped going out
on.
There.
You don't get mad.
But then he showed up at the track and was like, start taking my number. I was like, oh, man. I should have, you know.
You didn't register it.
Well, I didn't. I stuck going out there. What am I going to register it for?
And back in those days, you didn't have to register.
It was all on your honor.
It was a handshake.
You brought duct tape to throw an X or something over it.
Apparently, that's you do that nowadays, too, in the late model trucks.
No, you're not supposed to, so apparently you do, but hey.
No, exactly. Hey, yeah, and speaking of that, we had some great racing this past weekend. It was a really amazing, I guess there's a few days of racing, obviously, mm-hmm. like practice on Thursday. They were supposed to have qualifying am I correct, on Friday, but they didn't have that. From my understanding, they voted not to do like the qualifying stuff in the pro models
yeah.
and the modifieds, but I don't know. And we had our practice on Friday, but then Saturday, of course, they had all the feature events and so on. Arizona, were you there most of the weekend or just?
I was there on Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
You helping anybody out?
Court Connell.
Oh, okay. You helping Court? So you're the reason why he's fast, right? No.
No.
You know, it's a team effort, though. You know what I mean? Everybody has their part in.
She did tell me she helped him do something on that modified.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I did.
Oh boy.
Ask her. She already told me.
Oxygenated fuel.
We can't give her that for you.
All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. We'll
she helped him change the shocks on that.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, shocks and springs.
So you weren't responsible for a bad motor?
No.
Did you check the oil?
No, I did not.
All right. So you're not responsible oil changes? No. That's cool. So let's rewind a little bit. And first of all, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19, okay. And so just like everybody else at the track, there's a lot of new young drivers out there. And it's cool to see that because it almost seems like the younger racers are more into video games or iRacing and stuff like that, but not really getting their hands on a real race car or being at the track and help anybody or anything like that. So it's cool that at your age,
yeah,
just a few years younger than Gary.
A couple.
That you're involved with that. What made you think about even getting involved with racing? Did you think about it, for any particular reason, or what got you into it?
Mainly my dad. We
would
go and watch all the time, every Saturday. And then...
Here in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay, and you knew about the track. How'd your dad hear about the track? Do you know?
I'm not completely sure. I just know that he's been going for a while, and then he started taking me.
Okay. So just at the bull ring to spectate, then,
yeah,
right? And then all of a sudden, so that's cool. I mean, he's got the same thing. You know, he used to just go out and, as a fan and watch. And Matt actually ended up in a skid plate car, which is cool. One of my favorite things is seeing, the racers out there that were fans in the stand that did something about it, got out.
That's two of them, right?
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. So your dad used to go to the track and just watch and spectate. Was there anything like, what was his favorite division? Do you know? Did he like the stock car? Did he like the late model super lates?
He liked the trucks.
There weren't trucks out there, but there might have been, I guess, back in the day.
I'm pretty sure he liked all the late models.
The late model stuff.
Yeah.
He liked the that kind of body style and that faster paced car. That's cool. And then he started bringing you. What age were you when you started going out?
I was young. I don't remember what
you're,
age.
You're young now, so you got to be more specific. Were you like half your age, you think?
Yeah, half.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you've been going out there for a while. What did you think when you first went out there? Did you actually sit and watch, or did you play in the back behind the bleachers? Playing, football or throwing a frisbee around.
I'd love to sit and watch.
Really?
I was so interested in it.
Cool. What was your first memory of that? I mean, do you remember what made you like it so much? Was it
all the wrecks?
You know what? And that's honest because people, that's what they go for. They want to. That's part of the action, is to see a wreck, or an almost wreck. It's like, oh man, that was a close one. Maybe they'll wreck next time.
Yeah, that's like when you ask someone, hey, how'd you like those races? Oh, they were boring. There's no wrecks.
Yeah, yep. I know. Yeah. Then you're like, well, get yourself on the other end, you'll see a different side to it. No, that's
you
cool.
All day long if you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. So at that age, though, you're what liking the wrecks, and that was exciting. Huh?
Yeah.
Cool. What division do you remember? Like, what interested you? Like, what wrecked the most? The Legends, probably?
Yeah.
That was my guess.
The Bombers?
Yeah, but the Legends drive over each other.
Well, you got to think, too, kind of thinking back, doing the math, right around that time, they had a lot of Legends. I mean, they mixed the Legends, like the pros and the young, whatever they call them, they combined a lot. So there was a lot of Legends out there racing at one time. So there was obviously the potential for more wrecks would happen. So you'd see a lot of them spinning and things like that.
Yeah.
So did you like jump up and say, hey? Did you have anybody you rooted for?
I don't think I did.
Did you race Legend?
No, we're talking.
Do you remember any of the other divisions, like the Bombers or?
Bombers, not so much. Skid okay. plates, yes.
Okay.
Let me guess. Wonder Woman was your favorite.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's cool, but that's the whole idea. The theme. The theme.
Put you right out. See ya.
Yep. No, but that's cool. I wish all of them were themed in some way, you know, like you
mine
know,
had
Batman.
Blue laser lights in the front. That was cool.
It wasn't freaky enough for Freak 33. You should have cut out your numbers and make those lighted numbers or something. Huh?
The last one race before I get doored. Yeah.
That's okay. Go back and fix them.
Well, isn't that a great idea?
Perfect.
Make it, like, change different colors and
okay.
stuff.
I'm doing that on the next car then.
Hey, kind of like that glass we saw today.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of put that glass across and then have the lights flash.
There you go.
Glass.
There's no, it was plexiglass, but there's no rule against it.
Lexan.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
It could have been
plexiglass,
but.
Lexan like door, so it looked like Wonder Woman and her invisible jet.
No, just 33.
I would hate to have a Lexan door. Cause, you know, you see what you're doing in there. You're like scratching or something.
Yeah. I don't lead her in the wrong direction here.
Why? Well, scratching in the wrong direction. You know, you want a plexiglass door, right?
No, just the numbers.
Okay. Well, that was my idea.
Right. We got your numbers.
All right,
you.
We're working on it. Yeah.
Okay. We're on it.
Fire up the plasma cutter. We're good to go.
I'm talking
tin torch.
No,
I'm talking by hand tin snips.
Yeah, I couldn't adore with tin snips.
You want to bet?
I can do it.
I got a guy.
She's like, hey, we're getting off track here. Let's get back to me here. Come on. What about me?
She's going to raise her hand. Hey, guys, I'm over here.
Now that's cool. So from that point, how you've been going, like, almost every year?
Pretty much.
And the skid plates, you remember. What other divisions did you start getting interested in? Any of the other ones?
Definitely the prolates and the modifieds.
Really? So you like the fast stuff, huh?
Yeah.
That. See, so you're deep down, you're an adrenaline junkie, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That's you know, unfortunately, that's the bug we all have gotten from being at the track for whatever reason. We just love that.
I'm thinking she went from Legends to skid plate and then just jumped right over in the other division.
Nothing else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what, did you like have any, did your dad have any fans, anybody he liked out there that you remember? Like any particular team or driver? No?
Nope. Just,
nope.
What am I saying?
Nope.
She wasn't paying attention. She was just focused on her own driver.
Yeah.
So. Do you remember anybody in the late models or super lates at the time? I mean, were there any inspirations for you in any of those divisions?
I don't know.
But, you know, because I know, like, Kaylee Barker, for instance, mm-hmm. she's, you know, a young woman driver, and she raced, like, super stocks, and she did some modified stuff at the time, and then super lates,
super
right?
Late, yep.
You know, did you remember her being out there at all or seeing her?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So some of that seems like it would be good inspiration for young drivers like yourself. But when did you start getting involved in it, like helping behind the scenes in the pits?
Just this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How did that come about? That must have been pretty cool.
My dad's coworker.
Okay.
He's a part of SG Speed, so we started helping out there.
Okay. So before that, your dad was originally just a spectator in the stands. How do you get kind of more involved behind the scene?
He's worked on race cars before.
Oh, he has?
Back in the day, yeah.
Oh, here in town or?
In California.
Oh, really? What area, if you don't mind me asking? Did you never lived in California though?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? Oh.
We moved out here in 2007.
Okay. Where, Southern Cal or?
SoCal, yeah.
Oh, what area? if you don't mind
Fillmore
me asking.
Fillmore area?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What tracks are close by there? Is that, where's Fillmore? Kind of like L.A. area-ish?
A little bit, in the LA area?
Yeah. Okay. So you got like familiar with Irwindale?
Yeah, Irwindale and Saugus Speedway.
Oh, Saugus. Saugus was one of my favorites when it was open back in the day. That was probably the one that dated back a little ways, but Saugus was always a really cool track. Irwindale is, you know, obviously a track that's got prestige, you know.
So when did you decide that you were able, you wanted to be in a race car? Was it you or was it your dad?
It was me. It was all me.
So what was your first experience to actually be behind the scenes? Like you said this year, but what led to that? Your dad helped out
He helped out mainly on the 77.
Okay.
Prolate. And then they started inviting us into the pits.
Oh.
That's Michael's favorite driver.
Hey, Johnny Spilotra is one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Because when he used to race the Super Stocks, I thought he was one of the more exciting Super Stock drivers. Everybody gives me crap for it, but Spilotra, he's always been one of my favorites at the time for the Super Stock racing. I wish there was more Super Stock racing going on.
Me too.
You know, yeah, it's a great division. It's stock car in its entirety. You know, that's stock car racing where super late, you know, you get away from super late to go into late models, pro lates, or whatever they call them now. That's racing, but it's not stock car racing, you know. But it is, but it isn't. But yeah, Spilotra's one of my favorites. You can tell him I said hello.
He's on.
Oh, okay. Hello, hey.
Hi,
so,
Johnny.
Yeah, so appreciate it, man. You're one of my favorite drivers to watch. He's exciting. You know, he's got everything it takes to get where he needs to go.
To keep it exciting.
Yeah, exactly. So it's cool. You know, so that's cool. You got involved in an exciting team, you know, to be part of. Did you help on any of Johnny's stuff?
I want to, but I'm too scared to touch anything.
You don't
want to
get blamed for anything.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. It's like, who touched this last? Arizona? No, that's crazy. That's cool. What do you think, getting behind the scenes and seeing what's, you know, from the stands, it looks way different than seeing it from the pit area and what goes on in these cars.
It was very interesting to see how different everything is behind the scenes.
You know, because like most people don't realize what's involved in going in circles, right?
Yeah, it's very chaotic sometimes.
Did you ever think like, oh, that's easy. What is, you know, what's so hard about driving in circles?
Yeah.
You know, but it's most people's perception, right?
I was the same way.
Yeah.
I went from the stands, and then I did some work on Cindy's car.
Right.
And Cindy's like, well, come out. But
yeah.
Same thing. I was in the pit, and then you realize that, you have to prep these vehicles. You don't just roll them off
right.
the trailer and go race.
Circles, right.
They just don't fix themselves on
yeah.
the trailer.
Yeah.
I don't know who told you that.
But you have to do, you know there was a little bit of something, but to really
yeah.
know that there's prep work,
right.
you know, before you even get in that car. And then even after practice, you come back and you're like, I need to change something. So now you're actually doing
right.
mechanical work and the clock's ticking down.
Yeah.
You race at 6:30 and it's 5.
Exactly.
You
know. You got time frames to keep by and all that. And that's in every division. You know, you see that stuff on TV and stuff on like the upper echelons of NASCAR and stuff. You don't think, hey, some of that kind of gets down to the skid plate level, but it does. You know, there's
yeah. You just get into something, and then it's, you know, driver meeting, so you have to stop and go to a driver meeting, and then you come back, and that's another half an hour gone.
And I won't say whether I did or didn't drive a skid plate once, and it was not as easy as it looked. Let me tell you, everybody said, "Wow, this car is easy to drive" or whatever, but
that's the best car you were looking at.
It's not easy. And I challenge anybody, anywhere in any other division to get in a skid plate that has got an illegal lock front end on it and drive that.
Oh. But yeah, I would encourage anyone, if you know someone who races and, you know, offer to go out and help, because it is a different experience being in the pit.
No, absolutely. It actually opens your eyes up to something different, you know.
And it makes the racing fun. So when you go out and you actually go up to the stands and you're watching that driver that you help,
it gets you a little, especially when they
have a little bit of pride in it, and then you're just more interested in it.
Well, and you see all that. Go ahead.
I was going to say
you see all that emotions come out, like when let's say somebody rubs somebody else on the track or something, and they get in the pitch or something. That emotion, everybody's got the adrenaline going. But you just worked on that car for how many hours just to get it where it's supposed to go, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, bend it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Do you think there was that much work back there?
No.
Behind the scenes, as we say?
Not really. I didn't think it was so chaotic back there when everyone's trying to
rush,
get ready.
Did you see
to
any,
race.
Have you seen any fights since you've been?
I almost witnessed some.
Welcome to racing. Did it seem justified? Like, hey, these guys have a good point here. Why they're fighting?
Well, it depends on which one you're asking.
Now, because Velocro's team, yes, he was right. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's crazy, because you do see that the emotions come out. And, for good reason. Everybody on both sides, whoever's right or wrong, put so much into it. It's just crazy, So you hate to see that happen, but it happens. So
all the time.
Yeah. So, hey, how did Johnny do this past weekend? Did he?
He wasn't out this weekend.
Oh, he didn't race this past weekend?
No.
Oh, no way. Really? Why not? Did he have trouble?
Yeah. On the last race, he's taking time off.
Oh.
For the rest of the year. Yeah.
Okay. Johnny. Well, we need to get Johnny. Johnny's always a great. Person. We should have had him in tonight. We could have had a...
No, we have...
I know. This is about
tonight.
Arizona. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Johnny's always cool. I like Johnny. So I'm excited every year he gets ready to go racing to see, how he does. So that's cool.
Yes.
But, yeah, cool. So I did hear that you did actually get into a race car.
Yes.
How did that come about, and when was that?
May 23rd, I bought my car.
You bought a car before you even got into one to race?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's pretty...
Crazy,
yeah, exactly.
Good answer.
Thank you. It wasn't what I was thinking, but yes, that's pretty crazy. What made you just want to do that? I mean, you've been behind the scenes. You've seen what goes on in the pits.
Yeah.
What made you think of the Bombers, first of all?
My dad talked me into it.
Okay. But you talked to him and said, hey, I want to get into racing. And he decided what might kind of fit best for your experience level.
Which vehicle did you want?
Super late.
Prolate.
Modified. Yeah. Prolate. Just something simple.
No skid plate?
No.
Remember when I said she's jumping over everything?
Yeah. Well, the skid plate's unique because it is, but it isn't a beginner's division.
Right.
Because it's an entertainment division is how I look at it. And skid plate racing is hard. You got to look at it and know it's hard. It's not just something any beginner can get into. Even though cost-wise, you would think it's a beginner.
But now me as a skid plate driver, I look at a Bomber, and Bomber looks hard to me.
Really? Which is weird.
I'm not on four wheels.
Right.
So I don't have four-wheel experience on the track. So to me, that, starting side-by-side close like that, because we start, below the line, and you just kind of see if you can...
Well, yeah, you guys don't do a rolling start.
We don't do a rolling start at all. It's a rat race right from the start-finish line.
Huh.
So I've watched racing since I was little.
Right.
I'm hip to how it works.
Right.
But from just thinking about being in the Bomber, two by two starting.
Right.
I'm the one that would be, miss a shift, jumps off the pedal. I'd have the guy rear ending me. I would be the one on a start that I would just totally go to hell.
Well, so when you first got on the track, it obviously was way different because you're not only not in a normal car, you're in a car that has skids on the back.
Yeah, and like I said before on one of the shows, where it's like first time in the car, you don't see anything but the track.
Yeah.
And then a couple laps in, you're like, hey, there's the flag guy. I didn't know that guy was there.
Well, I can tell you.
And then you see people in the stands. Then you're like, oh, my God, there's the people.
Right. No, that's true.
It's an evolution. You're so focused on, I just need to make it around the track. I just need to make it and not hit anything.
Right.
And then everything, once you start getting more comfortable, then everything else starts to fall in and you start seeing all these things.
No, that's true. And when stuff starts coming together, then you gain more seat time, more experience, and all that stuff starts coming together. But just like getting a skid plate for me, I don't think I made it one full lap, even though I spun 50 times. So,
no, that was just on the back stretch.
Yeah, exactly. That was just on the back stretch. So, I mean, I maybe made some laps, but not very good laps. But, you know, and I'm not saying I'm real experienced at that track, but I've been around that track quite a few times, you know, and to be in a skid plate, and it's amazing what the skid plate guys do and girls do in that division. It's just amazing.
So your first race in a bomber, what was your experience?
Well, first of all, you thought about racing. Your dad convinced you that a bomber would be a great place to start.
Yeah.
And then you guys went out and looked for this bomber, and
we were in the stockyard, and I was looking on OfferUp.
While you're watching races, that's cool. That's really. Was a bomber race going on at the time, or was some other race? I got to get into this.
I think it was the Legends or the skid plates that were on. Yeah.
Wow, that's funny. That's cool. And it was actually on. You found one on OfferUp.
Yeah.
You got lucky, huh?
It was listed for about 2 weeks.
Wow. So, it was in the stars for you.
Yeah.
Cool. And that's the one you ended up buying with
what
you found on OfferUp. Okay. It was a turnkey, ready to go, or did you have to do anything to it?
It was race ready.
Race ready. Okay. Did you consult with anybody in the pits at that point? Like, hey, what else do I need? What kind of helmet? What kind of suits?
No.
None of that?
No. I looked it up myself.
Okay. Did you have any difficulty finding that information?
Not really. But a lot of the guys at SG Speed helped me out
with
what to pick after I bought everything.
Right, right. Oh, after you did your own research.
Yeah.
Like, well, you want this instead.
This is okay.
Yeah. No, that's – did you end up – you think you end up – even though they gave you the advice, you end up buying most of the right stuff?
I bought the wrong suit, so they gave me a better one.
Okay. Well, no, you know, and that's – you know, the reason I'm asking that is because I think that's – part of the problem is finding easy information on what each division needs.
Because
it doesn't really say in the rules of any track anywhere that I've seen.
I guess
it just says...
Even like a new driver packet.
Right.
You know, so you can have the general rules listed on the website that everybody knows. This changed, and this changed. But to maybe have a new driver packet, like if you're new to racing this division... Here.
Well, you know, one of my problems was when I first got into – I raced mini stocks years ago. But I didn't know anything about racing at all. And that's the problem, was finding out where do you start, you know? Who do you – obviously you ask people at the track and all that stuff. But it doesn't still give you all the information. But it'd be cool if let's say a track has a roll package. Maybe they work a deal out with Speedway Motors or something like that. Says, hey, call these guys. They'll get you a starter pack. Started, you know, the right suit, the helmet, you know, whatever you need for whatever division.
I ended up going and talking to, I can't think of his name, down at American Racer over there on Utah.
Yeah.
The older guy, I can't think of his name, but.
Yeah, who was that used to work there? But he's not there now, but anyways.
But
American Racer was a place he worked on,
helped out most of the drivers out there. So when I went in and said, hey, I'm going to be driving a skid plate, he pretty much just picked everything out for me.
Right.
You need this helmet with this, you know, this tag on it. You need this because it's rated this for, you know, the jacket is rated for this fire, this. And so he pretty much picked everything for me. So that helped, that he had the knowledge to, same thing. I was kind of looking on the internet. I think I need.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of differences in fire suits and stuff like that, you know, single layered, you know, double layer, whatever it is, different ratings. And, you know, nobody, if you're not experienced, you don't know what that means. Just like in our series, the late model truck series, you know, we require a certain rating that's not just a single layer suit, you know, but in a bomber or a skid plate or something, they Heck, I think they even only required jeans at one time.
It's something. Yeah.
Is it really?
For a skid plate, you know. You just need the jacket and you can wear denim.
Really?
And leather shoes.
Yeah, you know, but I would imagine the skid plate can burn just as good as a bomber. Super late model. So,
no, absolutely.
You know.
Hey, you're scaring me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. We're talking about safety, though, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, but I think originally the fire ratings on the suits is based on the fuel that you use.
Well, you know, they spec it for different ratings on how fast. So you gain seconds on being able to get out of that particular, you know, incident that happens on that race, whatever kind of race car. But that, anyways, you know, not to get off subject, but anyways, that, you know, it's hard to find out where to start,
yeah.
You know, and that was a prime example. Like, you found stuff.
But
you
it
did,
wasn't
you did,
good.
Right. You did the right thing. You went in the right direction, but it wasn't 100% right. And luckily, you had somewhere to turn to say, no, this is what you need that's safe, you know, for you, you know, and which is cool that you know, not many people take the initiative to do what you did and get from the stands onto the track. And that's what's cool. That's why I like seeing it, because everybody is a winner up in the stands. They're like, oh man, that's so, my Camaro's going to do this. And but it's not like that, you know,
but
you hear it all the time when you're up in the stands. But, well, that's cool. So you ended up getting the right equipment, safety equipment. What was your first experience? It must've been on a practice night, I would assume.
Yeah.
Well, what was your thoughts and your excitement when you first got into that car?
I was so nervous.
Yeah. Because you sat in the car probably at home in the garage or something like that. Like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm ready for this, right?
My first race was technically supposed to be the July 3rd race.
Oh, wow. That's a big race to start.
Yeah. I only ran 4 practice laps.
So you ran the practice on the July 3rd on that? Okay.
Yeah, the day before. It wasn't enough.
No. So what did you think when you first was lined up? I mean, you left the pits. Yeah, you know how to drive, I guess. You drive a car on the streets, you know, and you did before that. So you knew how to drive, but obviously it's a different experience. So
it's way different. My heart was racing.
And you guys don't have radios or anything?
Just receivers.
That's cool. You know what? That's the excitement you were looking for, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the heart racing.
Oh, it was a little too exciting.
So you're nervous, but what was the most exciting part of that when you finally first kind of calmed down?
The speed.
So, like we talked about before, like it's every time, like your mind plays out different things in a race and all that, but the exciting part is when you first come in from lineup, drop right onto the track, and you feel that track just is there, then that's where I, like, get excited, and I just relax. I don't know what the experience is for you, but I think you mentioned kind of the same thing.
Well, for me, yeah. You're in lineup, and just when you start going up that hill, I have to pee.
Oh.
And then as soon as you drive down onto the track,
you have to pee no more.
Then it's good to go. But, yeah, no, it's a buildup when you're driving on, because you're like, all right, you have to perform. You know, you don't want to look stupid. You know, all the stuff is going through.
Right.
And then you're on the track, and you hit that accelerator. And you're like, all right.
Do you remember the first time, like when you came off the entry into that track, like you see the track right in front of you and you just see the stand and everything? Do you remember?
It was a great feeling.
Yeah, exactly. So that's cool. And now you have to do something because you're already on the track.
Yeah.
You can't reverse. You can't go back. You have to go forward.
I have a choice. Either do circles or get back off.
Right. Was there anybody else on the track at the same time as you?
Not when I was first practicing,
So when you went around, somebody probably coached you like, hey, here's the line, here's what you want to try to do and stuff like that?
Johnny did.
Okay.
Johnny's been helping me with mentoring.
So when you did that, it's obviously, when somebody tells you that, it just sounds so much easier than when you're actually doing it, right?
Yeah.
So what did you think? Did you try to hit those marks and hit the lines and all that? And
I tried.
Meanwhile, Dad's on the side going, you did good. You did good. Oh, my God.
Or he's nervous as heck. So what'd you think? I mean, did you feel like, hey, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do? Is this right? Or did you feel like you were?
I felt like I could do better, but it was my first time out there. So.
Well, that's cool. How many laps did you do? You
4
remember? Oh, no, you just did
4.
you pulled off because that's what you were comfortable with?
I was having problems with my car.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you know what? That's good. You realized, I don't know what kind of problem you're having, but it's good to know, hey, something's not right. I need to pull off.
An oil leak from the dipstick.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good when you see smoke coming in at you.
Well, especially you don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Luckily, if it's a dipstick, that's believe it or not, that's a relief. Hey, this is where the oil's coming from, you know. Cool. Is your dad your main pit?
He's my
pit
crew chief,
everything. Does make sure. Okay.
He does everything.
So did you go back out that same night at all, or no?
No.
You pulled it off, and were you still like, were you shaking at all? Were you like, oh, man, this is...
A little bit, but I felt better after.
You know, and that's cool, because like, you get that out of the way, your next time you went on the track, you must have been a lot more relaxed.
I was still nervous.
You said, okay. That's okay. Yeah, you know what? That's okay. But at least you knew what to expect, right?
Yeah.
So was that on a, obviously, a different Friday night, on a practice night?
Yeah.
You're all suited up. You're ready. Same thing. You drop in. Were you alone at that time too, or with other cars?
I think I was
time?
With two other people.
Okay. Did that make you feel more comfortable or more nervous?
A little bit more nervous.
Okay.
But I let them pass me so I could try and follow their line.
Right.
And
right.
see what they're
That's
doing.
Smart. Yeah. You don't remember who the two were that were on the
I
track?
I think it was Bob P and Dylan Nike.
So.
They were both out there with me.
Yeah, I believe that's the 11.
Okay.
11 and 94.
94.
Okay. Which I guess are experienced and, you know, so you can follow their.
We just had Dylan in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
The one in the Ford Crown Victoria.
Well, depending on who was out there, tell you whether to follow them or not. But those two are fine, yeah. So you follow them and did you try to keep up? Like, hey, you know, I know these are the speeds that I need to try to maintain.
Yeah. And then I spun myself out.
All right. So that's good. People think it's a bad thing, spinning, but I think it's a good thing because you know
what to expect.
You know what's going to happen when it spins. You know how to try to correct it next time.
Yeah.
And you know the limits, you know.
It wasn't a great feeling, but now I know how it feels.
Right? No, that's cool. Where did you spin at? Was it right in the turn or
turn
coming
three.
Out of the turn? Okay.
Yeah. It's always turn three.
Always. So you've spun there.
Twice,
okay.
Well, because turn three is flatter. Three and four are flatter than one and two.
Which ones do you like? You like one and two?
I like one and two.
I like them all.
No, I like
well,
them
I
all.
Know. You know,
no,
everybody.
No, one and two.
Everybody.
I actually like one and two because you got that slight hill you got to climb, and then you kind of D-shape it instead of.
Yeah, three and four, I always feel like I'm going to slide into the wall.
I think most people that, everybody I've, not everybody, but the two or three people I've talk to like one and two better than three and four because part of the reason is the shape of the track and how you enter and exit that corner.
I prefer three and four.
Do you?
I don't like one and two.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though you spun on three?
Yeah.
Was it just because it feels awkward or you think the car just handles better?
I think it's because I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
It feels a little off.
Huh. You know, it's different for everybody because it depends on, I guess, your whole momentum around the whole track, too.
Well, you get a wider entry going into three because you're coming off the the bump. So
that's true.
You're getting a wider, better angle on entry where one and two, you come up and it's a wall. Yeah,
right.
You just have to.
Have you done any other racing or four wheels before your bomber? Nothing at all?
Just go-karts. Does that count?
Oh, yes, it counts.
It depends. Are you talking like pole position go-karts or like...
Gene Woods, how's that?
Gene, that's where I trained with Johnny.
Okay.
That's
you know,
why I asked the question.
No,
Johnny said that Johnny said that the Gene Woods helped her out.
Well, you know what, and that's, you know, people think, hey, go-karts is, you know, go-karts, but you know what, it's seat time, and you'd be amazed how much, even like pole position, Gene Woods, any of those really makes a difference.
Any of the go-kart tracks. If you go back and you look at the NASCAR drivers, the Xfinity drivers, you go back in their history, a good 75% of them were in go-karts.
No, and I mean, look at Alex. Is it Alex Escandera? Uh-huh. Escandari? Sorry.
Yeah.
I like switching people's last names, by the way. That's what I do. Yeah. But he, you know, I think he's one that met people out at the track, at the go-kart.
At the go-kart,
yeah. You know, so it does make a difference, you know, to get mm-hmm. that seat time. So that's cool. You kind of feel, you know, obviously it's not a full-size bomber car or anything like that, but it's something.
How'd you like those go-karts?
It was pretty fun. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
You never thought, like, going into karting, you know, at that point? Because a lot of people do, like, they go to these local go-kart places and they want to get into their racing karts, you know, going karting and stuff. But I don't know.
She's like, no, big car.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, faster,
big car. Okay.
Bigger, better, you know.
I got this really good deal on OfferUp.
I couldn't find any karting karts on OfferUp, so I went for the next best thing. No, that's cool. I mean, like, part of that excitement with those other two bombers out there, were there, like, tires squealing? And, were you trying to keep up with them? And you said, did you spin while you were running around with them on practice?
Yeah.
Trying to keep up? Was that nerve-wracking, knowing, hey, you know, they're coming back around, you know?
Not really. I just try to stay high so they can go past me.
Cool. So that's just practice. So where was your first race?
September 4th.
September 4th. You actually raced.
I was late.
Oh. Well, that sucks because now when you're late, I hate being late because when you're late, now you're nervous because you're rushing. Everything's a rush. And, you know, you want to try to stay as calm as you can, right?
When I first started racing, I was pulling the chain on the gate trying to get in. Hey, let me in there.
So you're there early. You're the early bird.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I hate getting there late, you know, when you're trying to get a practice in or a race in or something like that.
I think it was 5 or 7 laps late. I don't know.
Well, you got there actually after the features started. Because you guys actually do they do group qualifying? Is that what you guys do? Or
I think so,
you do single? So, well, that sucks even more. So you're rushed. They're trying to get you out on the track. Did you actually make it on the track,
I guess?
Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
So here it is. You got a race going on, and you got to drop in on the track with everything happening.
Drop in the middle of the race.
They tell you, hey, stay up against the wall, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So you kind of knew that.
Right when I went on, that was my fastest lap.
So
20 seconds.
You're like, oh, crap. Right. I got to go. That's cool. That's funny. That's cool. Did you feel like that was your fast lap?
Yeah.
It felt
good.
I mean, obviously you made it around and then
the adrenaline was so high.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hit anyone.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. That's cool. You don't want anybody to hit you either. So do you get sideways at all in any of that race? No.
No. But it turned into a 3 wide at one point.
Right.
I was in the middle.
You were just in that position in the last race.
Yes,
he knows exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And not the first time.
The first time.
Yeah, that's not fun because you have no control being in the middle.
And I don't think it's the first time in the trucks either. So
would you think, like, hey, man, what am I going to do? Just keep my line. I'm not going to do anything weird.
Did you do what I do and just close your eyes and go?
No.
You didn't do that?
No.
That's what I do and hope for the best.
I've seen him. He's not lying.
What do you mean? Every other driver does the same thing.
So it seems like
I watch the inside driver, and I just try to stay the same distance from them all the way.
Well, you know, it's harder. Like on a skid plate, it would be way different because I don't know how you control that.
Them cars are sideways.
Exactly. I mean,
but
these guys seem to slide together.
You're pivoted, on the same angle.
Well, when I was in it, I was pivoted the wrong way. The other way.
So, yeah, when you're pivoted,
I don't know what you're
angle.
Talking about.
So, yeah, I'm looking at the, you know, the middle of their car,
right.
And I'm just trying to keep the distance if we do three wide.
Well, then
the last time I was 3 wide, it became 4 wide, and
let me guess, you were 3 wide going into 3.
Yep.
Oh,
man.
I'm very familiar with that.
You obviously came out of it okay.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. You finished the race. You stayed out the whole time. Your oil problem was fixed.
Yeah.
So you're able to see the checker flag. What was your feelings at that moment?
Glad to be finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even though you were late, that's still a lot of laps.
Did you ever ask yourself why you're doing this?
why did I want this?
I want to go back up there.
I like driving better than being in the stands now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's cool because it would scare the crap out of most people probably, but it's good that you're like, this is why I'm doing this. This is fun. This is cool, you know. So obviously you are adrenaline junkies.
Yeah.
Did you do any racing after that? September 4th, or was that the last?
September 11th.
Oh, so you did
that was my last race.
Oh, okay, so you did you start that one?
Yes, I started that one on time.
Did you qualify for that one?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Did you guys do single car qualifying or group qualifying?
Group qualifying.
Okay. What do you think about group qualifying? Because to me it seems like practice, because that's what they do. It's a practice, but they take your fastest
time.
What,
five cars at a time or whatever it is, right? Or four cars? I
think it's four.
However many, and then they divide it up. And,
yeah.
I mean, I know why they do it, to save time. Yeah. So you kind of get practice and stuff at the same time. But I don't know.
How was your qualifying?
I placed eighth out of eighth.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Were you close to kind of what the times you were looking to do? Just because you're eighth doesn't mean anything. If you're looking for...
If you're all within a half second of each other, yeah, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
I mean, were you close to the times that you were looking for?
Not really.
Yeah.
It was 22, second lap.
So
22 to 24.
Were you thinking that was more of like you, hey, I'm a driver, it's me as a driver, I need to learn how to drive with more, you know, get some more seat time, or do you think, was there a car adjustment?
I think it
both?
Was both.
Yeah.
I thought it was me, and then I figured out how messed up my car is.
Oh, okay.
And how many issues it has.
Right. You know, and
so much for turnkey.
Well, here's the thing. But here's the thing. So another driver might have a different feel.
No, absolutely.
They set up the car different. Doesn't mean it was messed up in general. It's messed up for you to drive it the way it was set up. So here it is. You got to tune the car for you to make it what's right for you and what feels comfortable to you. Because, you know, like I tell Gary sometimes, like, hey, go in there. You know, if you drive it a certain way, you know, as hard as you can, you know, and then you can tell, is it tight, is it loose, where in the corner, stuff like that. So you got to drive it for yourself and see what's comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you drive the track, but guess what? You got to drive the car too. You got to learn
what the car's doing.
Yeah.
So, and all of that will come with time.
Right.
Seat time.
So is this like, so my guess is, so you got to, you know, you got people to turn to, but your dad's still learning too, right? Learning how to set up a car and stuff like that.
He has more experience than I do.
Well, yeah, but it's not like he's been a NASCAR pit guy for all these years, right? You know, so he's learning and trying to make adjustments based off of what input people are telling him.
Yeah.
And all that. Do you ever get mad at, why'd you make that change?
No, I would never do that.
All right. Did he yell at you, why'd you make that turn in that corner like that? No.
No.
Okay. Do you ever ask him why he made that change?
No, I have not.
Do you, well, you know, that's a good question, but at the same time, does she really need to know?
Maybe. Well, it's better to know than
maybe,
to not know.
Yeah. Okay.
Even if you don't know how to fix it, to know what is causing the feeling.
Right.
And to be able to explain that I'm having this feeling.
Right.
And somebody would know what it was. I think that's a good starting point.
You know, and it depends on, like, what you're trying to get out of it. If you're just looking for somebody to set it up and you're not going to do any setups yourself in the future, then you really don't need to really know. You want to focus on driving and, hey, I just need to tell whoever's setting it up, this is what it's doing. It's pushing, it's loose, whatever. I want to tighten it up or whatever it is. But if you wanted the knowledge and to be able to start setting stuff up yourself or give different feedback, like, hey, you know, whatever. I don't know what they're allowed in bombers. You know, are you allowed spring rubbers?
Yes.
You know, hey, I want a spring rubber in the right rear because I want to try to
that
do
comes
this.
Along with the race shocks and race springs.
Right. Well, a bomber today is different than a bomber from
10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. You know, which brings up a good point.
Yeah.
That's for another day.
So is this a hobby, or are you thinking about trying to go more?
Right now, it's a hobby, an expensive hobby.
Yeah. Well, and it is expensive.
Right. Well,
even in a bomber
right
division, mm-hmm. You know, it just goes to show you, you know, no matter what even a skid plate, you know, no matter what level of racing you're in, it costs money to race. You
right
know?
Now it's coming out of pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to racing.
Yep.
So is your goal to try to move up to one of the pro lates?
Eventually.
Well,
not
she's
now,
thinking
but
of her pocketbook.
Well, no.
But does that make you?
But I'm guessing it's easier to get sponsors on one of the other divisions than of the bombers.
Well, the bombers are fine too. But does that money you spend make you appreciate what you're doing on the track more? So you try to stay out of more trouble. Like if somebody drives into you, you kind of. You know, if it's somebody else's money, I'm out there like a crazy man. I'm going to, hey, you need to move out of my way. You know, where if it's your money, you're like, hey, watch, don't scratch my paint. I just put a new sticker over there. Right? I mean, it does make a difference in if what's coming out of your own pocket, right?
Yeah.
You know, because his thing is, you know, pristine car. He's always, his cars and truck are always clean, you know, the best of the best. And people give him crap for it, but there's a reason for that. You know, one reason is safety. You know, I would imagine if it looks good, then you can inspect it better. But he appreciates it more because that's his hard-earned money that goes into it, you know. So it does piss somebody off when somebody runs into you or you have an incident, you know, where you're, you know, because we run into other people sometimes. And it is our own fault. We don't want to admit it. None of us do. But
Real quick,
yeah.
I don't want to cut you off, but real quick,
yes.
I got to say congratulations to Lee Keach for winning the late model truck series this past weekend. Yes. And even more, I want to congratulate Stan Maltz for winning our championship.
He's our 2021 late model truck series champion.
Yes.
And well-earned from Stan Maltz. He was in the running with you just three races ago,
That's
by the
right.
way. And you got knocked down to third, unfortunately. It was
difference between second and third. But as I said before the show, I went to Orange Show fighting for the lead. I leave Vegas two races later in third. So anything can happen anyway.
2021.
Yes.
So, yeah, the 2023 series.
All I've got to do.
Arizona win that truck series.
All I've got
to say is a bomber.
We'll give her a year in the bomber and then throw her in their truck.
All I've got to say.
She's taking a year. Wait a minute. We're talking a couple races here.
All I've got to say is whoever's going to run in the late model truck series next year, I'm coming. And I'm coming fast.
That means you're serious about it. This year. Hey, you know what? We got a lot of great competition in that series and. Let me tell you, next year, I'm excited about it just as much as you. It's going to be something else in the late model truck series. But
quickly, congratulations to Mark Allison, which has been our two-time track
champion.
Series championship, our champion. And
for 2 years now.
For 2 years
Stan Mullins,
now Stan Mullins.
Knocked him down this year to second.
Yep.
But, hey, next year,
he beat me by 1.4 seconds.
Right. No, that's
and congratulations to all the other drivers that came out, helped us, everything else.
Yeah,
thanks.
Absolutely. We can't, you know, we'd be here. We'll get to them next week, too, because, I won't be here.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Well, you can get to them next week.
Yeah.
Well, this is about her. Come on.
Yep. Yeah. No, I just wanted to quickly that in.
Sponsors, I mean, are there sponsors you have or your dad or anybody you want to thank real quick before you do run out of time?
I am looking for sponsors for the 2022 racing season.
Okay. I know we only got 90 seconds. So any potential sponsors, any limit, it could be a $50, $100, $1,000. It doesn't matter. Every little bit helps. You'd be surprised. And, you know, it's going to be exciting to be a sponsor to come on with Arizona and grow with her in this next season. I'm sure you're looking to run a whole season next year.
I've got plans.
All right. So let's keep an eye on Arizona. Keep in contact so that we can make sure we can keep track of your progress and you come back in. Not too long from now, we'll see how you're doing. So,
cool.
We're out of time. Thanks again, Arizona. What way can somebody find out more information?
I do have Instagram that's racing related. It's Shay_Motorsports.
So look for you on Instagram at Shay_Motorsports.
Yes.
Sponsors, that's the best way to get hold of you.
Yes.
Or get hold of Gary. Yep, fine. All right, well, thanks. We'll see you live next week at onwheelsnow.com. I won't be here, but somebody else will be.
We don't know who that is.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think we have more time.
Okay.